The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Yeah, we are talking about something most of us are doing right now without even thinking about it. We are sitting down. Researchers say prolonged sitting is linked from everything from back pain and poor circulation to high risks of heart disease, diabetes, and even early death. We're joined now by Stephen O'Rourke, who's a clinical specialist in musculoskeletal physiotherapy at the Mater Hospital in Dublin. He's a specialist focused on spinal care and lower back pain, and is also a health contributor to the journal Dada.ie. Stephen, thanks indeed for talking to us. Is sitting down really that bad for us?
It is, yeah. I suppose there's a real shift in research in recent years now kind of viewing sedentary behavior like sitting as a real risk factor to our health. You know, and I suppose the big thing is we're kind of engineering movement out of our everyday life. We're, you know, sitting a lot more. We're at the home an awful lot more. And there's a real true link between, I suppose, sitting and kind of long-term chronic diseases like heart disease, obesity, type 2 diabetes.
Okay, give us the science bit. Where does it, like, is it our muscles? Is it our blood flow? Why is it bad for us?
So I suppose it's a combination of lots of stuff. You know, our body works in a series of systems. So if we take, I suppose, the circulation system, you know, the muscles work as a kind of a pump mechanism for blood around the body. So if we sit for too long, our circulation slows, we start to pool blood, you know, this increases in our lower limbs, and then it reduces our vascular function. It becomes less efficient. Our, you know, arteries maybe stiffen a little bit more, and then this begins to increase our risk of heart disease, cardiovascular disease. Our blood pressure goes up, and then our heart is also a muscle. So if we're not keeping that fit, then that in itself is starting to become deconditioned. But I suppose our muscles as well, when we're sitting and become inactive for long periods of time, it starts to change from a metabolic point of view. So we think about our calorie expenditure, metabolism, glucose. So it starts to affect us from a metabolic point of view. So we get weight gain, type 2 diabetes, and all of this in combination with even our bone health then starts to give us an awful lot more poorer outcomes.
Okay, I'm sitting at the moment, but I'm not sitting comfortably after that, Stephen.
What you need to get up and move around.
Yeah, I was going to say, what should we be doing? Because, I have to say, I have a dodgy enough old back. If I stand for too long, I start to feel it as well. So, are there things we can do?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of, and it's something I hear a lot from patients, in that, you know, the standing desk has become a really great thing, that the work from home culture, you know, was like, okay, everybody gets a standing desk, but then everyone starts to stand all day rather than, you know, yeah. It's about variety of movement. So really it's about kind of moving regularly, building it into your daily life. What we've seen is people understand the importance of exercise. So we're often quite, you know, most people are hitting their exercise goals in terms of they might be going to the gym, but if you're only in the gym for 60 to 90 minutes, but you're inactive for the rest of the day, that's where the risk comes into play, really.
I think that's probably true of lots of us, Steve. I totally get the movement is medicine and you know, the benefits of exercise, but lots of people will not have the option to get, like, for example, well, myself and Shane are on air, we have to sort of sit as we are and all that kind of stuff. Is posture important too? Are there better ways to sit for those people who are a bit, you know, if they can't just get up and head off for 5 minutes? Is that important as well?
I suppose when it comes from a place of kind of pain, neck pain, back pain, which is often what we'd see commonly with people who sit for long periods of time, you know, posture is about just being comfortable. There's no perfect posture. And what we actually see is people who have back pain often tend to overcorrect their posture. And we get all these kind of manual handling visual pictures of like the perfect sitting posture. And really, there's no perfect sitting posture.
That's really, really interesting, because I've always thought you're supposed to sit upright, very straight, shoulders back, kind of knees together, but at a slightly lower level than your hips and all of that. I've seen those drawings you're talking about. Yeah. Are they nonsense?
There's some research that would suggest that people who, you know, particularly this is in people, you know, clinical populations with pain, and people who have pain will overcorrect into those postures because they think that's doing them good. And actually what they'll do is give them more pain, send themselves more pain. Sitting is supposed to be restful and passive. So you should feel comfortable in your chair. You know, ergonomics is a whole other industry.
I was saying to Shane earlier that I sit like a croissant half the time. So is that okay? Are you giving me the green light?
Yes, 100%. Once you move regularly, once you get up and you kind of move around. So if you're in that kind of prolonged, pretzel shape for many hours on end watching your Netflix, that's probably not a good idea.
Okay, so the movement thing is still the key.
Stephen, I saw the study that found it said if you take a 5 minute activity break every 30 minutes, it led to improvements in blood pressure, blood sugar management compared to other people who didn't get up and move at all. I mean, is that? I'm guessing it's something you'd recommend. I'm wondering how realistic it is that people will do that.
I think what it is it's kind of moving towards a place where we stop being really convenient in our homes. Like I had an elderly client in clinic today, and she sets herself up at home at night to watch the television, but she puts everything at an arm's distance, the remote control, her cup of tea, her biscuits. And so she's engineered a place where she'll sit in the chair at 5 p.m. and she might not move again till 10 p.m. or when she's going to bed. And that kind of is the same for your work from home environment. So it's kind of like tricking yourself into movement. Put the water bottle in the kitchen, move. The printer used to be a great thing. I'd say put the printer in another room or the other end of the office, but now we don't print. So you kind of have to engineer and trick yourself into not making your home or your work environment as convenient.
Okay, loads of questions coming in on this, Stephen. Sorry, you've taken on more than you bargained for when you agreed to take this call. We're getting a full physio session from you here.
no worries.
A few people who work with me have adjustable standing desks. They just leave them at the seated mode, says this person. Okay, that's not good. Limo says, those chairs with no backs, but you tuck your knees under a cushion yoke. Are they any good?
I know those seats. Do you know them? The seat is tilted forward.
Yeah.
And then you hook your knee. So you're on your knees. It's like as if you're in confession or something, but you're on it. Yeah. Are they good?
They are good in that, they're from now. I'd imagine some ergonomic specialists out there and people who are selling these won't like it. But really, I think, a seat is somewhere. What those seats do is they actually put you into quite an active position where, your muscles are kind of switched on rather than a seat that's supportive that you get to work in. So I wouldn't clearly say, that you should transfer your seat into that seat. Really, it's about movement rather than finding the perfect seat is not really the answer. What we're trying to, the messaging really is that the risks around sitting for too long are pretty detrimental to your health. And when we look at kind of national physical activity guidelines, like we're not doing too well. Around 40% of adults are hitting their markers.
Do you know what I noticed from the text line? You keep saying, look, it's not about how you're sitting. It's just moving, moving, moving. And everyone keeps asking us about different chairs because no one wants to hear your message. So someone says, it's
usually what patients will come in and say, okay, well, I've got back pain. What's the best pillow? What's the best mattress? What's the best chair? What thing can I get for my car? And what we want to do is not accept the fact that really we just have to get up
and that is exactly what the text line is reflecting. Someone says, when I was pregnant, those bouncy balls were amazing for my back. Any worth in them? Not being pregnant, the big yoga balls, the big blue kind of things.
Would you recommend 100%, because those yoga balls, particularly in pregnancy, they're encouraging that little bit of pelvic movement. They're encouraging that little bit of co-contraction, core contraction while we're on that ball. So they're really great in pregnancy. Actually, if that's something that you want to add into your day and you're not pregnant, that gives you that variety of posture and that little bit of movement when you have to sit for a long period of time. That's not a bad idea either.
Somebody else has got in touch to ask, Stephen. They say, I'm 73. Why am I so stiff when I sit for an hour? Why do muscles get stiff? I take 72 getting stiff. I'm 57 and when I sit for 10 minutes, I now cannot get up from the couch without kind of, doing the little groan as I'm getting up from the couch. Why do we stiffen up?
But, there's lots of things that can contribute to it. And from, there are health issues around kind of inflammatory type conditions that might be driving your stiffness, as well as more joint related things where I suppose degenerative changes in your joints might change the tendons around it that stiffen it, shortening of our muscles when we're sitting in prolonged positions, and its variety of movement. What we find is, you know, we describe kind of how we move. We're kind of a three-dimensional being, and we do a lot of movement in what we call the sagittal plane, which is, I like to describe it like the wheel of your bicycle. You know, if you think about, we walk, we run, we swing our arms, we sit, we stand, we squat, and it's all in that kind of wheel plane where we don't tend to do a lot of rotational stuff. So that's often where we'll see a lot of tightness in our hips, in a rotational place, or even in our shoulders and our neck. So I suppose there's not one particular thing that makes you stiff. It may be a combination of stuff, but what we know is age really isn't what the golden thing that people say is, I'm old, I should have pain, I should feel stiff. And really, there's a way to change that if we get on top of it quick enough.
Okay. Stephen O'Rourke, thank you so much for talking to us. Really interesting there and really good advice. Keep those texts coming in. 087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.